Thank you for calling Pizza Hut. Can I interest you in having our special, two large pizzas, two toppings for $19.99?
Hello, I want medium pizza with pepperoni splice.
All right, sir, I'm going to need your phone number.
And curry.
It is 007 Pakistani Pizza.
Are you going to pay with cash or credit card?
I'm going to pay with nuclear bombs.
Delivery or pickup, sir?
If you can find my cave, then I can deliver that.
Oh my God.
The DK and Kara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to welcome you all to the fifth edition of this year's DK and Kara Show. We are ready to roll into the quarterfinals of the summer contest as the last match of the second round is happening today. My name is Kara and I'm obviously joined again by my good friend, but not so good friend any longer after he beat me out of the contest, but that's not really true at all. It's DK!
BRB making the vid.
Welcome DK, and let's take a look at our guest today. It took us 5 weeks to get a hold of him. We are glad to finally have him back on the show for once more. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Comet.
Hello, everyone.
Thanks for joining in today, Comet. And then we go over to our podcast regulars, starting off with the gatekeeper of all statistics of anything ever done in the Elite. It's Jim Barrett, a.k.a. Jimbo.
I don't like you, Isa.
Welcome to the show, Jimbo. Yeah. And last but not least, joining in today again, it's everybody's favorite friend and role model, Ryan White, a.k.a. Goose.
I hope everyone is henning a great day.
Ha ha!
I see what you did there.
Nice. I wonder if Comet actually gets the joke, but we'll find out soon enough. Now, guys, we will have some matches to discuss as usual. Some more straightforward matches here and there, and then others. Comet versus Axel Scandal. But taking into account that our next episode will actually be during the finals, we will also have to take our time to look ahead at some of the conclusive rounds of the tournament and then see who has the biggest shot at winning it all. Now, first things first, Comet, you kind of disappeared from the Elite. We didn't think you were dead this time, so how is life and what's the weather like in Canada today?
The weather in Canada today is just ridiculous. I'm pretty sure I'm going to melt in my chair, but anyway, the last few years I was just busy with work and school, and I've been following the Elite the entire time. I just haven't made my presence very, very present.
All right. Your presence.
I see what you did there.
So, have you been voting all year?
Yeah, I missed a couple matches, but for the most part, I've been voting all year.
Well, that sounds good. Guys, I'm giving the floor now to DK, and he will discuss the first couple of matches. DK, you got it.
All right, let's jump right in here and take a look at our first match that we have to recap, which was Neo against YE. So the two Aussie heavyweights going at it, and YE came on top in this one, 23-16. There's not too much to say about it. Most of the voting blocks were pretty damn close, with the exception of Europe, which YE managed to dominate 9-2. So does anyone have any theories as to why YE had so much European support in this match?
Perfect Dark.
And old school. Even though it says 8-9 for old school, I think some of the old schooler, a lot of the old schoolers that vote obviously are from Europe.
Plus they are also Perfect Dark. So I think it's very easy to say where he got the win from.
Well, I mean, the fascinating thing about if we're saying he won because of Perfect Dark is that, yes, he's still fifth on the rankings, but he no longer has any non-dual world records, which is very interesting.
Holy crap, I didn't even know that.
How can you still be fifth if you don't have any world records? It's pretty amazing, but I guess maybe these people still, you know, did admire when he was getting all these untieds literally 9 years ago, but perhaps that's why he won.
And obviously, we haven't even spoken about his work on the rankings yet, which to me doesn't really reflect on the voting blocks. Can you guys tell?
I think a lot of Neo's popularity kind of stole a lot of the respect away, I guess, from YE. I think, how many people even nowadays know that YE created these rankings that we have now? Some of these new school guys and, you know, guys that have come around from Twitch and have come out of their cave from Twitch, do they even know that YE overhauled the rankings? Maybe not.
Yeah, that's true. I think that might have been the case before he did the overhaul, but I think since he redid it all, I think people realize that he is the one behind the rankings at this point. And I think people still have a lot of respect for YE. I mean, his run as champ at Perfect Dark was pretty amazing. But Neo is, he's always an odd one in the contest where he just gets way more votes than you really think he really should, because he's not really a big gamer. And while he is social, he's just, he's not really a standard member of the community.
Okay, so the next match we had was the matchup of the two podcast hosts, myself versus Kara. I was expecting this match to not quite be the blowout that I had against Betus. People still had me as the favorite, and I did end up winning 22-14. I don't really want to say too much about my own match. Kara took Europe, as you'd expect, and I did pretty well in the North America vote, and I also did pretty well in the GoldenEye vote as well. So, I don't know, can anyone else offer some thoughts on to how this match broke down?
I think it breaks down with one word, and that's Virginia.
Yeah, DK is still a virgin, and I'm not.
Yeah, to elaborate though, I mean, obviously DK was at the Virginia meet, and just there's so many people that are going there, and it's such a huge voting block when you meet someone in real life, it's such a huge impact on your voting.
Yeah, so what happened to the vote totals? I mean, 36 votes, that's not really a lot, isn't it?
And yeah, it's a little bit below average.
I didn't know who to vote for, and maybe other people were so torn between votes that they just didn't want to vote between the two of you guys.
I was just about to say that.
So much.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
The voting block isn't listed there, but I'm sure DK won the Breath of Fire voting block as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I'd hope so.
You know, I've always been prone to going out in a really weird way when everyone thinks that I'm strong that year, and then I used to go out with ridiculous numbers against me. I think this is it's a good way to die.
Yeah, a good example was last year. That was probably the weirdest match in the entire contest for me. It was your loss last year, Kara.
That was pretty brutal, wasn't it?
30-11, and oh my god, that wasn't even fair.
Did you, like, feel genuinely bad about that?
Well, I felt terrible, yeah. I don't know. It's
wow.
Shitty way to go out.
No, you shouldn't, man. It's okay. I can take it.
All right, I won't feel bad for you then. Okay.
All right, nice.
So the next match we had was Whiff against Alex. And I don't know, I think some people had this as kind of a toss-up, with Alex being the slight favorite. But Alex ended up dominating this match 25-12. And Alex absolutely dominated Europe 9-1.
Yeah.
And the Twitch voters as well, 14-4. So it looks like, you know, Alex's streaming and him being an AGDQ really did give him a boost in this contest and got a very convincing win over someone who's normally quite strong in these contests. So what does this really say about Alex's strength moving forward? Do we think that he could get a potential upset against Ace in the next round?
Absolutely. I believe that if there's one guy to threaten Ace, you know, make a unexpected run here, winning against Ace, then it's Alex. And I think there's nobody on the show who finds the results of the Whiff versus Alex match in any way shocking or unexpected or whatsoever. I think Alex is a strong force, and you know, he's not only good at playing games, he's also a likable guy, and he's been around for, I think, forever or something. And yeah, maybe this is his year, who knows?
Yeah, I think if you're gonna make a run as primarily a game player, you also have to be good with the social aspect. Alex obviously has been to Virginia at least once, maybe more, so he made a lot of good friends there. He goes to the Minnesota meets, so he has, you know, four or five people who are always gonna vote for him, you know, almost regardless, unless it's against another Minnesota player. You know, everyone loves the AGDQ. on top of all that, we had Clemens in here last week tell us that in order to kind of have a good vibe for people to feel through the contest, you kind of have to act like you don't really care. You kind of have to just kind of go with the flow and your matches are whatever. It's a lot like trying to pick up an attractive woman. You have to just not care, kind of. And I think Alex, it really seems like he doesn't have much invested in the contest. It's kind of going on, you know, he's whatever. He's just doing his thing, playing 100% for marathons. Doesn't really care about the contest. So if Clemens is right, and we have every reason to believe he is because he won the thing last year, I think it's very promising for Alex, given his demeanor and his social contributions to the elite.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. Yeah.
Yep, I agree as well.
Yeah, Alex had one of the biggest resurgences in, I think, in elite history with his run here, going with the SGDQ and the Twitch. But if you really think about it, though, Whiff, he doesn't really do anything nowadays. I mean, he's still around, right? He's in the chat, and the older people know him, but I wouldn't expect too many of the new school voters to know even who he is, let alone.
I agree. Nobody knows who he is from new school.
And I mean, if you look at the voting breakdown, it's so one-sided with the new school voters that's really where the big discrepancy in the match comes from.
I really think Alex is going to win against Ace. You know, this is me stating my prediction. I think, you know, if you're a gamer, you have to avoid controversy, you have to be cool, you have to avoid forum drama, and Ace really has been in the middle of all that right now. You know, he's, you know, posting retirement topics while getting world records. You know, he's trolling, having troll wars with Mark over the truth and whatnot. When you're a gamer in the Elite, the non-gamers hate that. He posts under Nesquik Bunny on the boards. I really think that the deciding factor here is going to be the non-gaming players, and they're going to go to Alex because they don't like that sort of activity on the boards. And I mean, I would know because that's why I lose every year.
Yeah, I personally expect it to be a pretty close match. It's going to come down to the voters who vote for the more social people against the people who vote for the skill-oriented people. And I think this contest has shown in the past that the vote generally swings to the favor of the more social people.
Okay, so up next we have the match to decide Alex's opponent in the next round, which was Lockwood against Ace. And sure enough, just when we all thought that Lockwood was either dead or had just fallen asleep somewhere down in Key West, Florida, he shows up again on the boards the day of his match and announces that he's going to start playing for Silo World Records again. And then I think just last night, just yesterday, he had a marathon streaming session. He was streaming Silo for hours yesterday. I don't know. I think if Lockwood had come back a little bit earlier, it would have made this match a little more interesting, but it was just a little bit too late for Lockwood to make his comeback into activity. So Ace won this one by a margin of 10 votes, 24-14. I don't know how convincing this win is.
It seems like a very standard, what have you done for me lately type of match, where Jimbo has been talking about for the last couple of episodes. I think that's really what this match is about.
Yeah, Lockwood picked the most inconvenient time to disappear, and his explanation is that he needed a break. So he blocked himself from the Elite for months. And like DK said, just when his match rolls around, he starts streaming again. He has one of the most entertaining streams because his reactions and his commentary are pure entertainment. And if he does this 2 weeks ago, you know, all it took was 5 votes that Ace got to swing Lockwood's way, and bam, you have a tie. So,
and talking about his strength going forward, because we're just talking about how, you know, how good Alex's win looked, how he might be able to upset Ace in this next round. So considering Lockwood had been so inactive, I'm just wondering if it's a little bit concerning that he only won by 10 votes. Granted, it was only a 38 vote total match. So it may indicate that Ace may have his hands full in the next round against Alex.
You know, you don't want to live in a world of what ifs, but I think if Lockwood kept streaming continuously through the past 2 months or so, I think he very well could have easily taken this match. You know, maybe if Ace didn't get a pile of world records recently, it would have been closer as well, right? I really just don't think Ace has it to win over the North American voters. You know, I mean, he did win the match by 10 votes. It's pretty significant. But if we're saying, you know, it's not that convincing, I think, you know, that's where it's not too convincing with the North American guys. You know, Lockwood, again, he's a bit, you know, more of a younger, less mature guy, you know, maybe trolls a bit more than, say, Alex. So maybe Alex probably is a lot stronger. You know, he's kind of been more active. So we'll see how Ace does. That's all we can do.
Yeah, I think that matchup, Ace versus Alex, has potential to be one of the better divisional matchups that we have coming up in the next round. So now I'm going to turn it over to my friend Kara, who's going to be going over the next few matches.
All right. Let's head over to an insane match immediately, guys, because another first seed went out through the back door as Carl Jobs was defeated by Fanny, aka Sean Johnson, 15-21. Holy Dylan Thomas's boathouse. So yeah, fourth seed beating a number one seed. The block which stands out the most to me, obviously, is the Ancient Vote. Carl, being in the Elite forever, you'd expect him to win that one, but it turned out to be the block that actually costed him the match, losing it 1-7. Goose, what happened in this match, and especially how do you rate the Ancient voting style in this match? Has Carl been betrayed by his old buddies?
Well, I don't think so. I think the Ancient voters are always a group who vote for the more mature and less troll person. Again, I always lose the Ancient vote. They don't like forum drama. They just want people to, you know, be very tepid in their posts. I think the vote of the days reflect that people respect that Sean is married and has two children. And I think that would probably be the Ancient voters who respect him for that. You know, Carl's been trolling around. He's been doing the same kind of shtick for 10 years, trolling and, you know, bothering people with his posts. And, you know, AFAN did go through a period of that when he returned in 2009, 2010. But lately, he's just been pleasantly posting pictures of his children and coming back and posting nice thoughts. You know, he avoids discussion about the truth and religion and all that nonsense. So I think this really is why the Ancient voters voted for Sean instead of Carl.
My custom matchup I just did was active GoldenEye players, PR GoldenEye, and Fanny took that 11-4, which is insane to me because Carl actually has times from this year, and Sean just got his first PR in a year and a half. Sean is still a top 10 player, though, so that there might be some respect there, and Sean actually congratulates a lot of people on their PRs, so he's a lurker. He's just not an active player.
No, I think that's a good point as well, is that, you know, there were a ton of new people or, you know, older people who came back and started really pushing GoldenEye hard ever since we got it going in with Twitch. And still, no one's been able to knock out Sean from the top 10. You know, he's kind of a bit of a joke in there, like, hasn't got many world records. He's a top 10 player. But I think that the past year that no one's been able to knock him out shows that he actually is really good. And perhaps that's why a lot of the active players respect him. And as you know, as an extension of that, Carl made a post earlier in the year about how him and Glenn Stevens got CRT TVs, and you know they were going to make a push for the top 10, and they're still nowhere. You know, one of the vote of the days reflects that as well.
Well, guys, buckle up, because here we go. A one seed going out. Now it gets worse. It's Axel Z versus Com. And I literally have no idea where to start. So basically, first Axel won the match, then later some votes were corrected or whatever after the match, like 2 days after the match, resulting into Calm winning. Nobody knows what the hell is going on at this moment, and it's becoming a huge controversy at the moment. Believe it or not, this is the second time in contest history that Axel Z has been screwed over by the endgamer rigging activities. First of all, Jimbo, you had some involvement in this whole thing, so I'm gonna give you the floor now and explain to us what happened exactly.
Okay, so the 30 minutes before this match ended, endgamer texted me reminding me that I had not voted yet. I have this Iron Man streak that he's helping try to preserve, and I was at Walmart at the time, and I'm like, ah, shit, I'm not gonna make it home in time. I talked to Rachel, and I gathered her
her vote at the same time, and I sent Endgamer a text saying, hey, I vote for Calm. Rachel also votes for Calm. This is her spread bet. This is my spread bet, yada, yada, yada. I checked the matchup, and Calm lost by one. 2 days later, actually, it was a day later, Calm's like, hey, man, why did you vote for Axel? John told me you voted Axel. I'm like, wait, what the hell are you talking about? Sure enough, I checked my voters page, and it has me entering a vote for Axel Z. And then I'm like, oh, what the hell? I wonder what he entered for Rachel. She was also entered for Axel. I'm like, wow, what the hell? And then, yeah, I kind of threw John under the bus because I took a picture of my text message and our votes proving that Endgamer screwed up, and that's kind of where we're at now. And with those two votes swinging the other way, instead of a one-vote victory for Axel, it's a three-vote loss.
Wow.
And Calm takes it 20-17.
Seriously. Okay, Goose, now we've heard the story from Jimbo. What do you really think happened? And how can this be any coincidence when the same thing has happened to Axel before? Is there a conspiracy going on here? What are your insights about this whole event? And what can you tell us about it?
Well, I mean, if this has happened to Axel before, then perhaps this was Endgamer's attempt to make it up to Axel. Because if Endgamer did try to rig it, he tried to rig it for Axel beating Calm by two votes. What I think you can take away from this, though, is that I really think it's a lot like Henning having spliced videos. How can we trust that any of the matches that have ever been contested in this summer contest over the past 10 years are legitimate? You know, remember back in the day when we had to just IM our votes to Endgamer and he would note them? How can we trust that any of the noting he did was accurate? I certainly can't anymore.
Well, we can't. No, sure.
Exactly. It's possible that every match ever has been rigged and selected entirely by Endgamer. I mean, that's all we can take away from this. You know, it really makes me sad because throughout all the years, I've always, you know, gone on about how much Endgamer is a bad leader for the Elite. You know, we can't really organize any sort of major activity without Endgamer on board or giving us approval. And, you know, I look at all these other communities like SRL and SDA and Lundendi, and they're, you know, they're doing great marathons to raise money for charity and whatnot. And I just think, you know, the Elite could do something great like that. But with Endgamer at the helm, the Elite will never be what it should be. And, you know, he's just so corrupt in every imaginable way. And he's really a stopping force from the Elite becoming a great online gaming community. All the other communities think the Elite's great because they're not in it, and they don't experience it from the inside. They don't experience how Endgamer restricts everything, corrupts everything, and makes it his own. This match is absolute proof of that, and it's proof that with him in charge, the Elite will never be a great community.
So Endgamer actually told Jimbo who voted who or what? I mean, isn't Endgamer supposed to have, like, professional ethics or something and just keep it to himself, whoever votes who? I mean, what is this? A pro-am tournament?
I actually think that's just big-time coincidence because he lost by one, and he was kind of busting my balls, as, you know, kind of threatening me, hey, I'm not going to vote for you because you voted Axel. I didn't realize he was joking at the time, and that's what actually got me to verify everything, and that's how this whole thing started. So it was an accident turned into this.
If you don't vote yourself and you depend on anyone else voting for you, if something goes wrong, isn't that your own risk? I mean,
no, absolutely not. We trust these guys as our pseudo-administrators / managers, and if they screw it up, then somebody has to be held accountable. Whether the decision is actually reversed, I still think they should take their beating, so to speak. Endgamer has predictably slipped back into his cave and will never be held accountable for this. He'll never say a word about it.
Why isn't he replying on the boards or personal messages in an attempt to, like, clear the skies or whatever? Why isn't he doing anything? I mean, people are posting stuff like, I'm never voting in any match ever again, being pissed off.
Enough is enough. We have to take a stand here at the Elite. It would work if you didn't vote and you know, you trusted someone else to make your vote for you, if they were trustworthy. But Endgamer is not trustworthy. The Elite as a community needs to stand up and rise to the streets like they're doing in Egypt and Syria and Libya, and make sure that Endgamer is gone as the leader of this community. We can no longer have him in charge here. He's fucking it up for everybody. We need him out.
I like Endgamer as a person, but his whole mentality on the Elite has been such crap for at least 5 years now.
He's hardly ever posted in the Council. You know, any time a problem arises, he doesn't post there. He doesn't put any valuable input into anything. He doesn't give a fuck about the Elite. He only cares about himself and how he's the powerful guy because he's the head figure of the Elite. That's all he cares about.
And it doesn't make sense, Goose, because if you enjoy the position that you're in, then you would think that he would explain himself. And he doesn't say anything. He is pretty much unable to reach for anyone, ever.
Well, he has no social aptitude. He has no confidence. He has no intelligence. What are we expecting him to say? It's amazing he can even write coherent sentences. Well, you know, he's not going to write anything insightful, any decision on the matter. This is a joke. We're waiting on a fake unicorn to come in and write a post. You know, we can expect nothing from this man.
Oh my God. Comet, you've been awfully quiet for the last 50 minutes.
Yeah, well, one thing I will say is to back it up a little bit when we were talking about just the mistake that happened. And people were saying maybe rigged, but even if it was an honest mistake, you have to think back when we said the times that he was just noting them through IM is how many mistakes did he make in the past and how many matches could have swung a different way just on those mistakes.
Yeah, I was wondering if he might have handed the contest last year to Clemens after this, because Endgamer's got it out for me, man. He really does.
I mean, I probably won the summer contest a few years ago and Endgamer fucked me out of it. I agree, Jimbo, you won last year. You know, Kara won the year before, DK the year before, Comet the year before, and me the year before. And Endgamer's fucked all of us out of these contest wins.
No!
Damn, dude.
This is some serious shit going on right here at the Elite Podcast. How can Endgamer actually make the mistake of voting for Axel when you just send a message asking him to vote for Com? Jimbo, has he said anything to you, or did he just say like, oh, I'm sorry?
Of course not. He hasn't said anything to Tyler, who's kind of badgered him. The reversal on the decision, which I think is official, was done exclusively by Tyler, who is the only other person with access to the contest updater. So I think Third was just like, well, to hell with him. Fuck it, I'll make my own executive decision. And that's kind of how we came to our decision of Com advancing.
Oh my God. So how would Com feel now?
I think he feels like he deserved the win, obviously, because the votes were in his favor. He wasn't expecting a reversal, but I think he's grateful of it because he lives to die another day.
Yeah, and he actually remains the dark horse of this year's contest. Oh man, I don't dare anything to say anymore about Com, because whether he wins or he doesn't win, he advances. Whether you vote or not vote, you vote. Whether you vote for a guy or you vote for the other guy, someone else decides who you vote for. I mean, what's the point of this podcast? Maybe we're discussing some made-up things by Endgamer. I don't know anymore.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. What's the point of the summer contest? Because it's all irrelevant. It's all a waste now. You know, why doesn't the Elite actually do something good, like organize a marathon for charity? You know, how much charity dollars has Endgamer stolen from charities because he's an incompetent leader and he can't organize things properly or do anything good for the Elite? How much money has he taken from these charities? We could be making hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, I think Endgamer should step down and he should pay this money back to the charities he owes.
Hey, Goose, do you remember all the Virginia pictures we used to take, and one of them would always end with all of us pointing at Endgamer? And with that, like, hey, I'm a god among men type picture?
Yeah, why the fuck did you do that? I would have left the picture, slapped my dick on his face, and walked away.
I didn't fucking do it. I was one of the first people who said, screw this shit. This just feeds into his ego. But whatever, everyone else is kind of a blind follower. So.
Yeah, but then again, everyone distracted by your choice of clothing.
Oh my god.
What are you pointing? What are you pointing? No, no.
Let it go.
No!
You set yourself up for it, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Damn it.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, of course I do.
I couldn't find my shoes. My sandals were right there. And I'm like, okay, we're going to take a picture. And I never thought of it. And you bastard, you had to go make it better. I never wore socks and sandals in my entire life before or after that. God damn it.
Oh, man. Good times.
Did anyone have any personal contact with Axel about this? Or did Third L just post on the boards like, okay, so Calm won and you lost, bye? Did anyone make an excuse or has anything happened?
My theory is that Third actually talked to Axel on AIM, probably asked what he felt should be done. And Axel, being a classy guy, no one's going to argue against that, probably said just give it to Calm. And that's how we got to our decision.
Whatever happens, 2014, Axel Zekerson should win the summer contest. Fuck that shit. All right, guys, moving on then. I think we've discussed this to death now. We're going to Patrick versus Third. We have Third winning 22-17 against Patrick. And that was actually another upset because the spread was set at 55% in favor of Patrick. And I think that almost no one predicted Third to take this one home, actually, going into the contest. So, Comet, my question for you. In past years, when you followed the Elite more closely, has there ever been a contest with that many upsets as this year?
Not that I can recall. This one here, I wouldn't consider too much of an upset. I mean, Third is another he's another odd person, and where you don't really know how many votes he's going to get. Sometimes he does really well, sometimes he does really poorly, and it just seems so inconsistent. If I'm not mistaken, Patrick's activity has fallen off a fair bit lately, so...
But I mean, like, if you made the predictions 2010, 2009, whatever, if you took a risk in your predictions, then it was really a risk. But this year, I mean, all bets are off. Anything could happen. Anyone could beat anyone. It looks like that.
Yeah, and I think a large portion of that might be a lot of new people coming into the Elite. I think more than most years.
Now, do you guys think that the amount of statistical upsets this year actually has to do with the size of the bracket?
With the fewer rounds, the seeds are all skewed now. So this was a 7 seed beating a 3 seed. In past years, the 3 seed would be a 2, the 7 would be a 4, and this would be a 4 seed beating a 2 seed. It wouldn't be that much of an upset or a shock. So I really just think that it's just us looking at the seeds and thinking, you know, an 8 or a 7 seed must be really weak, when in reality they would be a middle seed in all previous contests.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think in this case we're probably putting a little too much stock in the seeding, especially since we do have the condensed field this year, so the lower seeds are stronger than they would be in previous years with 64 people in the contest. And also, I mean, Third, he's, you know, pretty active. I mean, not playing the games, but, you know, being a proof moderator and being very active in Elite chat room and all that stuff. Whereas Patrick has been kind of absent for the Elite from the past year. He's instead been, you know, doing his internship in the States and going around having a blast there. I think it's not really that surprising to me that Third ended up winning just because of that, because of the activity.
I think we've been over all the matches that have been played over the last week. It's time for some predictions here, guys, because like I said, next episode, I said that we will be into the finals, but we actually will be into the bronze final or the semi-final. Depends on whether we're going to record it, because I actually forgot about the bronze final, which will be played before the final. Yeah, some predictions here, guys. Going into the quarterfinals, Comet, do you agree that DK, Ace, and Jimbo are this year's biggest contesters for the trophy?
To an extent, I think Alex has a very good shot at knocking Ace out of the contest. But DK and Jimbo, I would definitely agree with. I can very easily see that being the finals.
All right, Goose, what do you think?
I would say I probably think DK's strong. You know, like I said, I think Alex is stronger than Ace. And, you know, Jimbo is yet to be seen. But I do think there's a lot of merit in the Endgamer riggage scenario. I think I would not be surprised to see either Theridel or Calm beat Jimbo, whether legitimately or not. And if that's the case, who knows what the hell's going to happen, right? The top half looks pretty clean, and I like to say DK and Alex. The bottom half seems to be at Endgamer's whim there.
All right, guys. Well, that was quite the emotional roller coaster, this episode. I don't know what to say anymore, guys. DK,
it's yours to close it off.
All right, guys, it's been a fun show, but that just about wraps it up for this time. Next show will be our coverage of the finals, so make sure you tune in for that. But for now, and for everyone here at the show, I'm DK, and we'll see you guys next time.
The DK and Kara Show!
I retire from summer contest voting. Too easy to splice the match.